Welcome to the first episode of the Paper Towel Improv Podcast, Quick Bites with Rafi, or the sixth episode of the Paper Towel Improv Podcast with Rafi. Whatever you want to look at it, it's fine. I'm here today with a couple of my favorite guests from the podcast, just the three of us this time, and we're going to tool around with the new format. What is that new format, you ask? Well, if the new instrumental theme song didn't clear it up for you, then I'm going to do that right now. That new format is going to be episodes of a half hour or even shorter. And in those episodes, we're going to put an emphasis on different types of improv. No two episodes are going to be alike unless we're doing the same form. And maybe we will. I don't know. It's only the first episode. Don't judge me. But we're going to do so many different kinds of improv. We're going to do improv forms you didn't even know existed, like the Glee Corp and the Shubidu. I'm going to have to make those up. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I'm going to introduce our guests. For starters, you might know him from the Laugh Tracks, Hello Team Alpha, Flower Boys, and Chocolate Weedy Things. Please welcome Jerry Morgan.
Hello. Hi, Jerry. Happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me back, Rafi.
Thanks for coming back, Jerry. Thanks for coming on. We're going to go introduce our next guest. You might know her as a frequent guest of this podcast. She's on pilot season. She's been on the Laugh Tracks, and she is a frequent guest. I already said that. She coaches Choice Cut for the Tucson Improv Movement. Please welcome Susan Leonetti. Hi, Susan.
Hello. Thank you for having enough faith in my mouth to have me back on this podcast yet again. I appreciate
it. Thank you for having enough faith in my ears to say that, Susan. I really appreciate it.
You are so much better than my second grade teacher.
Well, tell us about your second grade teacher.
Well, she wouldn't let me go on any of the field trips because I talked too much in class, and apparently I hit somebody or something. I don't remember. It was like, this is like 30 years ago.
I know that Rafi's going to let you go on all the field trips, Susan.
Woo!
That's right. As soon as we're able to go outside again, we're going to go on so many field trips together.
He will even make you a packed lunch for every trip.
But, you know, I mean, I'm a 19-year-old college student, so your packed lunch is going to be some ice cubes and a banana peel.
Honestly, that's the best sandwich ever. Ice cubes and a banana peel.
A paper towel holding it all together.
Which is actually why I call this Paper Towel Improv Podcast. That's how I eat my lunch. On that note, we're going to take a quick break and move in to some improv. We'll see you in about 30 seconds. Have a great break, everybody. Hi, everyone. We're back, and we're back with the Chocolate Weedy Things. That's right. I forgot to mention that this is an improv trio. The three of us are a team. You might call Chocolate Weedy Things. That's Susan.
And that's Rafi.
That's Jerry.
And we are
Chocolate Weedy Things.
You should be giving us a hand for trying to sing our theme song over Zoom. I think it was commendable. And we're going to do some improv for you right now.
The first thing we need to get started is a room in your house.
And Jerry, for the room in your house, I'm going to go with the laboratory.
Ooh, laboratory. Right. Okay, very
the
good.
The home laboratory.
Never have a house without a laboratory.
No kidding. So what is the most interesting, prominent, weird object that you would find in a home laboratory?
I would say one of those old-fashioned push-button radios that people had in their cars in the 1970s.
Push-button radio. All right. Is it only in AM?
Mostly AM. Yeah. It tries to do FM, but it gives up. It's too old. You know, it used to do that, but it drifts off the station.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take you now to a commercial for the push button radio.
Oh, wow. I am so sick and tired of being able to listen to music whenever I want to and having it just stay where it needs to stay to hear one song at a time.
Well, have I got the perfect product for you? It's this 1970s poor quality push button radio that never stays on the station that you choose. It will drift right off that station to the next station, which will always be a religious station.
That is exactly what I want, because when I'm listening to the devil's rock and roll, I want to be reminded that I'm going to hell.
Oh yeah, that's what it's going to remind you every time. With those Woo-hoo! Red buttons.
Hi, I'm Adam West. You might know me as TV's Batman. And you might associate me with my utility belt. That's right. And I'm here to tell you about my favorite thing in my utility belt, the Bat AM radio. Because whenever I'm fighting crime, that's right. Whenever I'm fighting crime, I like to do it while listening to a religious wacko.
It's Batman with his Bat AM.
And he's an evangelical!
Sock! Pow!
Kablamo!
Kablamo!
Kasplat! Take Crunch. That, demons!
So when you need to know what's going on, ma'am, just use the all-new Bat-AM.
Radio!
Bat-AM.
Bat ham.
Scene.
So yeah, you're in hell. I'm sorry. I'm the devil. My name is Patricia.
I thought I'd gone to the other place,
no,
Patricia.
I
thought I was gonna be there with Melissa in the other place.
No, you didn't listen to the right radio station.
Oh, Patricia, is that why I'm not getting any reception on my radio?
Yeah, we don't have radio down here to punish all of you people for listening to the wrong station.
Oh, man, I was hoping that I lived my whole life in a basement and I got poor reception. I was so looking forward to dying and going to heaven. Way up there, I was thinking that at last I'd be able to pick up so good stations, you know?
Oh, no. Here, it's piped in music. Mostly muskrat love.
Oh, no. It's even a Muzak version of it, isn't it? I'm sure I heard this in an elevator that I was in last week.
It's not Muzak version. It's dogs and cats barking and meowing it.
Ruff, 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 ruff.
They don't even really know the song.
There are dogs in hell?
No,
dogs
we just
go to hell.
No, dogs don't go to hell. They go directly to heaven, aka the Disney movie, or whatever. Anyway, we just pipe in the music from the dogs and the cats, and that's what we listen
meow,
to.
Meow, meow.
And you burn, and you yell, and it hurts. And I listen to it because it's my job.
Oh, man. All my life I've been trying to stay cool, you know? This is the worst place for me to be. Right here with this bad radio reception, and it's getting hotter and hotter.
Yeah, it's going to get worse. You just got here, and we're just kind of getting you warmed up to it because we don't want you to start screaming too soon.
Yeah.
Here's a pitchfork.
Oh, ow, ew, what'd you do that for?
Oh, this is my favorite. The cats are now singing Spice Girls.
Oh,
meow,
no,
meow,
not
meow,
the Spice.
Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow.
Oh, it's torture. Oh.
Scene. I'm accepting donations for the local orphanage.
I've been waiting so long to be asked this question. Really? Can I really donate to the local orphanage?
Yes, sir. You walking down the side at this local Denny's can donate to the local orphanage.
Oh, that's so good. I've been coming to different Denny's every week of my life to find meaning. And now I've come to this one and you've told me I can donate to the local orphanage.
Why, sir, I do believe we're kindred spirits. I've been coming to different Denny's every week of my life looking for different people to donate to the local orphanage.
Tag out, Rafi. Yeah, sir, you're perfectly welcome to pay your taxes. Now.
You know, I came to this branch office of the IRS just to find some meaning in my life, you know, because I've not been paying my taxes for a long time and I felt like, well, it's time to do that. And everywhere I went, I couldn't pay them, but now I finally can.
You can pay your taxes. It's exciting.
It's more than exciting. I mean, it makes me feel like there's a purpose to my life. That finally.
Tag out, Susan. Sir, you can withdraw $5 from your checking account.
$5 from my checking account? That's just a complete waste of time. Why would I want to do something stupid like that?
And scene.
Well, here we are, late night jocks, on the AM radio again. I really like working with you, Rupert.
Well, it's only been 20 years. I think we got another 20 years left in us. When the sun comes up and we give out the weather report, I know that we're making a difference in the lives of those people out there that happen to be up at 5:30.
Yeah, listening to us on their old radios from the 1970s.
On the AM band.
Yeah, which is so better than that other band that I choose not to mention.
Donald, we got a caller from the for the first time ever.
Oh, Rupert, really?
Let's patch him in.
Oh, great.
Hey, is this Starbucks?
This is the Starbucks show.
Oh, sorry, I must have the wrong number. I was just trying to order a morning coffee.
We could give you something much better than a morning coffee. We can give you...
Like what?
Morning entertainment. We could give you morning meaning.
We can make a difference in your life so that you feel like the day is worth living.
Okay.
We're the froth on your morning that makes it worthwhile.
These are very bold claims you're asserting. I'm on my way to work. Go ahead.
What name can I write illegibly on this cup, sir, for you?
Well, you're writing a cup at the radio station. I'm in my car.
Yeah. We write people's name on a cup, and then we fill it up with
nuts and bolts, stuff like that.
Yeah.
The froth on the top.
That's why you're called the Starbucks Show?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. They took their name from us.
My name is Peter.
Peter.
All right. How many X's are in that?
None. It's Peter.
Wow. Peter with no X's.
And that has an asterisk and a hashtag. All right. Donald, write this down.
Okay.
Peter, 6, G, X, asterisk, hashtag, +++.
I got it, Rupert. I got it. And I put a heart over the asterisk.
Well, make sure to put the sign for the euro at the very end.
Very good. We're going to charge him in euros?
No, that's just how you spell Peter.
Wait, you're going to charge me?
Yeah.
That's how coffee shops work, Peter.
Mm-hmm. I'm very confused by the premise of your show, and I have several questions. Is Is this intended to be a coffee shop or a radio show?
It's both, Peter.
It's everything.
It's a radio coffee shop.
It's everything you could want it to be. Yeah.
How do I get the coffee?
When you drive by, we throw it at your car.
Unless you drift off the station on the way, in which case you're never going to get your coffee.
But this isn't very entertaining.
Well, that's a matter of opinion, Peter. Many of our thousands of listeners feel differently.
Well, we have about 5 listeners, Donald, and that's my grandparents and your one remaining grandparent.
Okay, Rupert, but we had a lot more before. I mean,
we had eight. We had eight
exactly.
Before. We had my 4 grandparents and your 4 grandparents, and the 3 of your grandparents died in 1979.
But now we've got Peter.
I never
said I was going to listen again. I'm not even technically listening now. I'm a caller.
Peter. Peter with an asterisk and a euro sign at the very end.
And a heart over the asterisk.
Never fly with my grandparents in a single engine plane.
That's how we lost our listeners, Peter. Take care of yourself. We're going to personally take care of you now. We don't want to lose you.
Robin, old chum, we never would have made it out of that problem if I hadn't had my bat gym shorts with us.
Yeah, I got to see your gym shorts. You were wearing them and now you're not. I really should get a raise for having to see all of that. Seriously.
Well, Robin, I thought you liked being my sidekick. I mean, that seems... it's kind of disheartening.
I don't like seeing that much of you. You really need to start wearing real underwear.
But, Robin, the bat underwear is see-through, is so villains can't use their X-ray vision on it.
Yeah, they don't need to. And I didn't need to. And you... I know too much about your religion at this point.
Okay, I'm the Jiggler, a bat villain. I thought I'd find you two here. Oh, yes. Oh, you're trying to foil the Jiggler, are you? With those stains on your underwear, you think I can't see through them with my X-ray vision?
Robin, now you understand why you're supposed to put on your bat underwear every day.
Mine's on, boss.
Oh my god, the one day I forget. Jiggler, you've seen too much.
Yes, from now on the Jiggler knows your most carefully kept secrets.
That I don't wash my underwear.
Or anything. Yes.
And it takes...
How am I supposed to fight crime if people don't know if people know I don't wash anything.
Well,
you're not going to clean up the city dress like that, that's for sure.
People would just stay away from us. I think this is why you don't have a girlfriend.
Frankly, Batman, I'm not intimidated anymore. I'm just going to go out and rob banks as much as I want. I'm not going to fear you anymore. Now I know what underwear you don't wear.
So, hey, Jiggler, I'm looking for a new gig to get away from Batman. You need a sidekick?
I'm always looking for a new sidekick.
Sorry. Sorry, Batman.
This seems unfair. I mean, Robin, now everyone knows and you're just going to go do crime?
Do crime, don't do crime. There's only 2 sides to the coin, and they're both equal.
But what if I told you that crime is equally as dirty? Look at the Jiggler there. When do you think the last time he washed his makeup was?
Huh. But check out this gold chain around my neck. Crime pays in this city.
He is kind of dirty and musty.
That's just my shtick, the way I choose to look. I wouldn't be the Jiggler if I wasn't dirty and musty.
I bet you that gold chain has never seen soap.
If it saw soap, it would probably just disappear. It's never going to see soap.
I don't think that I want to be around either one of you hygienically compromised humans. Ugh. Yuck. I'm just going to go off on my own and fight crime or do crime by myself. I've learned enough from both of you. And
hey, Batman, let's team up together. Let's go into a life of crime. It's so much better than law enforcement.
Well, Jiggler, it looks like I need a new partner to fight hygiene.
Hey guys, do you need advice from unlicensed and unqualified therapists? Join Casey and AJ every other Thursday while they debate a range of topics from the culture. Love and relationships, getting to the bag, mental health, and much more, all on Special Delivery Podcast, available on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Podbean, SoundCloud, and Google Music.
Thanks for tuning in to the Paper Towel Improv Podcast, Quick Bites with Chocolate Witty Things. Thanks for coming on, Jerry. You got anything you want to tell us about?
Yes, I'd like to tell everyone about these wonderful paper wasps that have started building a nest, or have a nest, right close to my house, and I've been looking at them, and they're really cool. And it started off with just these four wasps, and then there was some attrition, and two of them presumably died or just went off to a different place and founded their own nest. And then the two that remained created new wasps, and now we've got eight wasps, and it's just wonderful.
So if you're a paper wasp, I'd like to encourage you to go to Jerry's house. You'll be taken care of.
Definitely.
And Susan, do you have anything you want to tell the listeners about?
Well, it's kind of on the same topic of insects. Lately, I've been having a lot of kissing bugs coming into my house to find me, especially at night. So I now have a kissing beetle circus, and I'm training them to do certain things like jump through fiery hoops. And like one's dressed up like a little lion. The problem is I kind of keep stepping on them because they scare the bejesus out of me, and they're pretty big. And then they go crunch, and I feel bad, and I'm like, oh no, there goes Lewis. I've killed him.
There goes Captain Crunch.
Yeah, but if they bite you, you can get diseases, so they deserve to die.
I've been bitten, and that's why this is how I am to now today.
It caused Jerry a lot of psychological damage.
It did, yes.
Please keep an eye out online for the live stream of Susan's kissing beetle circus.
Do 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 crunch.
I could lend you a wasp or two to take care of him if you want.
I will just kill your wasps.
No.
The wasps pick up the beetles, and they do like a little acrobatics routine in here. We put too much thought into this. As for me, you can follow me at @rockin_Ruffy on Instagram and Twitter, if you're a Twitter person, but mostly Instagram. And you can follow this podcast @paper_towel_podcast on Instagram. If you like the new format, and I hope you did, you can come back next week and the week after that and every other week for more stuff. Our new logo was designed by Lee Cameron. You can follow her on Instagram @LeeCameron, Lee with 8 E's. Our new team. Yeah.
What? Rafi, we need to give a special shout out to the person that resides in Egypt that has been listening to us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Before the show, we decided to give a shout out to one of my listeners from Egypt. We just think that's cool. Because we don't know who you are, listener who doesn't live in this country, but we like that you exist. And we and also love each and every one of our
listeners. So we should say to the Egypt listener, merhaba, which means hi.
Also, merhaba. That we're not in denial about how much we like
Ooh.
You. Sorry. Did I offend you?
We want to give you a special rah, rah, rah. Puns aside, our theme song is by Ramzi Atiya. You can follow him on Instagram at Ramzi Music. Or on Facebook at Ramzi Atiya. We'll see you next week for the Game Show Show Audio Edition. Thanks for tuning in.